Good afternoon and welcome to Ask the Expert with Dr. Walter Tom of Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery. Dr. Tom has offices in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui. You can find him online at drtomcosmetic.com. That's drtomcosmetic.com. Dr. Tom has been voted by you and Press Democrat readers the best cosmetic surgeon for 9 years in a row.
Well, hello, Sonoma County, Napa County, and of course, Maui. We hope you're all doing well. I'm Dr. Walter Tom on KSRO Ask the Expert. Today, October 2nd, 2025, and we're looking forward to a great show. We're going to talk about skin aging and about biostimulation and how to naturally enhance our beauty or good looks. But before we even start, I want to say hi to Jeff, our producer. How you doing, Jeff?
Doing all right, Dr. Tom. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. You were just on vacation somewhere.
I was off in Ireland.
You were off in Ireland. What were you doing in Ireland?
Watching my Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Minnesota Vikings. Kings.
Okay. Oh, so you were watching a different type of football game.
Yeah, well, we took in a soccer game over there. Football, as you were saying, yeah. We did a lot.
You did a lot. Yeah. Fantastic. Ireland's a great place. I went there with my family, really loved it, and that was great. And, you know, funny thing about Ireland is that's one of the areas where Botox was actually manufactured.
Really?
Yeah. How about that, huh?
Bring it full circle.
You thought it was only Guinness that was made in Ireland.
I was going to say, you're going to tell the listeners about our deal that we made before the show, or what?
No, I think we're going to pass on that one. All right, so I had an opportunity to come into the show a little early today. I had to record some marketing advertisements and got a chance to talk to young Jeff. It's always great to hang around with youth. We all love youth, right? We all love youth here. It makes us feel good, makes us feel like we're alive. And so we're trying to all hang on to that as much as possible. So I get a chance to come into the studio and talk with Jeff. It's just a fun kind of invigorating kind of game to play. And it's wonderful, Jeff. So thank you for indulging an old guy. So today what we're going to talk about is a little bit about aging, and it's going to happen to all of us, and aging is a privilege. I mean, I am happy to be a baby boomer and happy to be a surviving and aging baby boomer, but I'm hopefully going to still have the spirit of a millennial or maybe even a Gen Zer. Who knows? Today what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the aging process. And so one of the first things that we notice in aging is going to be our skin. All right. And so, by the way, Jeff, at what age do you think we begin to start to lose collagen in our skin?
Does it have anything to do with when cells start slowly regenerating? So I'd say about 26, 27.
You know, you're a pretty smart guy. Besides just being a young and good-looking guy, you're a pretty smart guy. We begin to actually start to lose our collagen as soon as we hit about 20. And I know that, heck, we're all living to be 70, 80, 90, 100. I'm shooting for 140. We tend to think of aging, that happens midlife and so forth. But really, evolutionary-wise, you know, we were really made to procreate our species as animals do. And, by the time you're hitting 20, you should have procreated your progeny, both women and men, and then the aging process happens. But due to modern technology, our life, our abundant food sources, good medicine, you know, we're all living longer and longer, but we still are biological animals. And it's interesting that we begin to start to lose collagen in our skin at age 20. So is good skincare too soon in our 20s? Absolutely not, Jeff. So really what we want to do is we really want us to take good care of our skin and to hopefully slow that loss of collagen manufacturing in our body so that we have a youthful, healthy look. So some of the things that we need to do is to use sunblock. We talk about that all the time, almost every show, and it's important because of the UVA and the UVB that can actually help to damage the skin and the collagen making process. So putting on sunblock is important. And the keys here is to use mineral sunblock and mineral in your makeup as well. So that would be the two key ingredients are either zinc dioxide or titanium dioxide, and they sound like metals, and that's exactly what they are. They're minerals, and they're a physical block, and they are much better and better for the world in our environment than the more chemical, the benzoins, the other more chemical sunblocks. So you want to use mineral sunblocks, and that's important. You want to apply that multiple times during the day. When I'm working in Maui, I should be putting it on every couple of hours, and I try to do that as best I can. And still, that hot Maui, bright, intense Maui Maui sun can get to us. So definitely sunblock, wearing a hat, taking care of our skin is important, especially for those who are working outdoors. For instance, my son is a contractor. He's less Asian than me because his mom is blonde hair, blue-eyed. And so he really has to work at trying to protect his skin from premature sun aging. So that's number one. That's most important. Then secondly, we want to help to protect ourselves from the environment. Okay, not only the sun, but pollution and all the other things that can harm our skin. And why am I so concerned about our skin and being harmed? Our skin is the largest organ in the body. It protects us from the outside. So it's really important. And people don't understand when we're younger, you know, we just think, oh, nice skin. And we don't understand as we get older, people will say, you know, I want to look younger. Or they may not say that, but I know that's what they want. What they really should be saying is, I want to look healthier. So if your skin looks healthier, you are going to look younger. Number two, you're going to be healthier. It's going to protect your body more, okay? And you're going to look more vibrant, and you're going to be more attractive. So taking the steps to cleanse our faces, and usually we recommend a glycerin type of soap, and I don't even want to call it a soap because we really shouldn't be using regular soap, which is going to really strip the natural oils of our skin and actually harm our skin. So you want to use a cleanser, if you will, and we have different types of cleansers in our office, primarily glycerin-based, and please feel free to contact us and to ask us what type that we carry that might be best for you. And so washing your face both morning and night is important. We actually recommend double washing just because of the environmental pollution that's out there. Even beautiful Sonoma County, even in beautiful Napa County, even in beautiful Maui, there is that outside pollution factor. So we definitely want a double wash, if you will. And then in the morning, I'm going to recommend usually an antioxidant, which helps to prevent some of the damage, the free radicals of the pollution that can cause damage on our skin. I'm going to recommend vitamin C. And vitamin C is one of the best antioxidants around, and that will help to protect your skin from damage. Okay. And then, of course, some type of hydrator or moisturizers that you can use. And again, call our office. I'm not going to list all of the brand names that we carry or even our own Dr. Tom line, but we can help to steer you in the correct direction. So then hydration, moisturizing, and then sealing it in with a component of a lotion that's called ceramides. And that helps to kind of protect that fatty layer or oil layer of our skin in order to prevent us from having premature aging, losing hydration, and being exposed, if you will, to the pollutants. Then at night, one of the really important aspects of good skin care for health is using Retin A. So again, double washing the face, using a moisturizer. And then Retin A is an important part of anybody's regimen, okay? And that's actually a derivative of vitamin A. So you notice we talked about vitamin C, and now we're talking about, very naturally, we're talking about vitamin A or Retin A. And so it is one of the few medications, and it is a medication. It's a prescription strength. So you can call our office once again, and we're happy to help to accommodate you to get Retin A. But Retin A is one of the few medications which actually shows to help to stimulate cell turnover. I had asked Jeff, our young producer, about aging, and he very astutely asked me about, you know, does it have anything to do with cell turnover and cell death? And indeed, Retin A helps to stimulate that cell turnover. It's one of the few medications which has actually been shown, topical medications, which can help to increase our collagen. And it is a great protector of the skin and keeping it rejuvenated and keeping it youthful. And it, more importantly, keeping it healthy, which then translates into more youthful or more attractive. So Retin A is important as part of that regimen. So in terms of skincare, that's what I'd recommend. A good cleanser, not soap, okay? Vitamin C is an antioxidant. a good moisturizer or hydrator, a hyaluronic gel, if you will, and then also Retin-A. And if you use those, your skin's going to look better. Some people may say that, hey, Retin-A, it irritates my skin. For instance, maybe more Northern European. Jeff just went, our producer went to Ireland, and so they may have a little more difficulty tolerating that than my Chinese Greek skin, my Asian and Mediterranean skin. But nonetheless, there are other forms of Retin-A which people can use who are too sensitive for straight Retin-A, and those would be the retinols, which can go on with less irritation, and then gets converted to Retin-A by the body and by the skin. But if you can tolerate it, and if you can kind of buck up and go through a little bit of that peeling and redness, I'm going to recommend Retin-A as really the number one anti-aging medication that all of us should be on. Okay, so we talked about how it's not fair that skin and we start to lose collagen in our 20s. Absolutely true. So good skin care is important, and sun protection. And then as we get older through the decades, unfortunately, and I know a lot of times, even though we're getting more and more men coming in to the offices, thank you guys. I love seeing more Y chromosomes walking through the door. But, you know, mostly it's double X, the ladies coming in. Unfortunately, ladies, and I'm sorry, I don't make this up, don't shoot the messenger, but for women, you know, once they get into their 40s and 50s, their collagen loss and their skin breakdown and so forth is at an accelerated rate over men. I know it's not fair, but that's the biological truth. And part of that is probably accentuated by menopausal changes, which is very hard on women as their hormonal changes and internal environment changes. So it's really important as you get to be in your 40s and 50s to begin to intercede more aggressively if you are interested at all in anti-aging in terms of preserving beauty and the face. So we talked a little bit about that aging process. So now, what do we do? And we'll take young Jeff, for instance. He's maybe in his early 30s. But, you know, what do you do when you're younger, and when should you start to do things? Well, I think for most, and don't listen to the influencers on Instagram and everything else, you know, you got to do things really early. I think that a lot of times we're getting the younger patients are coming in who really don't need to be doing necessarily a lot of the preventative things that are being touted on social media. But it is important to protect the skin. And then as you get older and you're beginning to see the changes, and the biggest change that we see is as people begin to age from their early to mid-20s on, is that they begin to lose volume in the face. It's not fair. As we get older, we begin to gain volume more in our body, but we lose volume in our face. And we don't know why that happens, but it's biologically documented, okay, scientifically, medically documented, that we begin to lose volume in our face. So how do we slow that process down, or how do we help to reverse that if we can? Okay, so what I will tell young people, and a lot of times it's young ladies, you know, as if you begin to start to say, hey, you know, I'm beginning to see some changes I don't like, you know, in my face, what can I do? One of the best ways to help to slow the aging process is to try to stimulate your own biology to produce its own tissue, so to produce its own collagen. And I think that's really important. So one of the best ways to treat that is using poly-L-lactic acid. I know that was a fancy scientific word, but basically the brand name is Sculptra, okay? And we've been using Sculptra for several decades in our office. I love it. Sculptra is actually made up of a powder, poly-L-lactic acid, which is very similar to sutures that I have used in 40 years of being a surgeon, initially a general vascular transplant surgeon, and for the last 20 plus years as a cosmetic surgeon. So we put in these absorbable sutures and they hold things together, whether it's the abdominal wall, the intestines, whatever we're suturing together, or an augmentation and suturing the skin shot. Okay, so what happens is it holds together, but then the body begins to try to break it down. And the body has its own macrophages, which look like little Pac-Man, and they come away and they come and they eat away at the suture. And as it's eating away at the suture, it's laying down collagen that we may think of as scar tissue. So it begins to lay down collagen, and that's why when we close up the abdomen and then the sutures dissolve, why doesn't the abdomen fall apart? It's because that scar tissue is being held together by that reaction. So what some really smart scientists did was they took this similar type of material, mixed it in sterile water, and then what we do with Sculptra, and that's what we're using, is we will inject it more diffusely around the face. So we don't put a big bolus in the cheek or a big bolus on the forehead or in the chin, okay? We inject it. And so you want to go to somebody who has a lot of experience injecting Sculptra, who understands the anatomy of the face and feels passionate about the science and safety for you. And so what we do is we take that Sculptra and we more diffusely, more uniformly, if you will, inject it from the temple areas into the cheek area, into the area that I call the straw sucking area or the buccal area. So if you were to suck on a straw, that kind of area there, along the jawline and in front of the jowls, where when we begin to see jowls, and that's where we can more frequently inject Sculptra. And what happens then, because it's mixed with some sterile water when we inject it, you get a nice plumping up of the face. And most patients will look in the mirror afterwards and they'll say, wow, I love this. This is great. They already look healthier. They also look younger, and they look more youthful and more attractive. And so they love it. But then I have to tell them, okay, you know, we've educated you on this. Of course, at first, because of that solution, that water solution with the Sculptra particles in it, your face is plumped up and you really like it. Now what's going to happen is that water is going to reabsorb. So over the next couple of days, you're going to be saying, hey, that Dr. Tom, you know, sell me a bill of goods here. How come my face looks less full? Well, remember, that's what we were educating you on, that your face will then get a little bit smaller as you are absorbing the fluid. Then what happens? Then the magic happens, okay? So then what happens is that Sculptra particles, the poly-L-lactic acid, begins to interact with the body, or I should say the body interacts with the Sculptra, and then it begins to lay down your own collagen. And what's really great is in about 2 or 3 months, you begin to see this very subtle but really natural looking enhancement of the face, that the face begins to look a little bit fuller. We have photos in our office. If you come in, our consultations are complimentary. So please come in if you want to learn more about Sculptra. And you can see on patients in their 40s, patients 50s, 60s, and 70s, that as the slow process of rejuvenation that looks natural occurs, you look at day one and you look at 2 years out and you look at it and say, wow, that looks really great. That person looks younger. The person looks healthier. Person looks more natural. But if you look at them from day 1 to 2 months out, 6 months out, that process is a little bit more subtle. So this Sculptra is really for people who want that natural look. And that's a trend that I really love now that's happening in cosmetic medicine and surgery, is that we're looking for a natural look. So this is a great treatment. Usually it's one treatment every 2 months, and usually takes 2 or 3 treatment sessions to get the effect that you want. I do believe that it lasts 2+ years. The company will tell you it's 2 years. I'm convinced it lasts longer than 2 years. And it's something that you might need a touch-up, not a series of 2 or 3 treatments, but maybe one treatment and maybe once every couple of years. And so it's a great natural way of treating patients who are beginning to see the aging process. So for the young people, Sculptra, I think, is fantastic. Okay. Now, I do want to talk a little bit about fillers, okay? So fillers have gotten a bad name on social media. Oh, fillers, which is hyaluronic gel. Some names are Restylane and Juvederm and so forth. They're saying, oh, you know, people look overfilled, it stays there forever and so forth. And I just kind of laugh because it's like a facelift or a hair transplant. What are the good facelifts and hair transplants? they're the ones that you can't tell had it. It's the bad ones that you see that you say, oh, I would never get a hair transplant. I would never get a facelift, because they're the ones that don't look good. They were overfilled. And so it was either the patient's expectations and demands, or it was the provider. It was the doctor, the nurse, the nurse practitioner, PA, who was doing the injection, who was being overzealous in terms of injecting too much. So you really want to go somewhere where they have an artistic eye, communicate with them what you're looking for if you like that more natural look. And fillers are great. And in fact, fillers, especially in certain areas where you need a little bit more, what I call a little bit more purchase, a little bit more stiffness, if you will, to kind of plump up more than what sculpture might do, are areas such as the cheek area or maybe the chin. Somebody has a recessed chin. I love using filler in that area. So don't throw filler out, okay? Filler has a place. And some people will say, well, it stays there for a long time. And it makes me laugh, because it used to be the complaint was, well, filler doesn't last long enough. Okay, so now it's lasting too long. Well, if it's put in the right place, the right amounts, and it's going to last a long time, you're going to love it. Okay, so don't throw filler out. And in fact, there is a subset of patients, and they're called the Ozempic face. So it's the people who are getting the injections for the GLP-1s, which helps them with weight loss. They like what's happening in their body. Their body is beginning to become more and more slender, but now it's showing an accelerated aging of the face, where the face is beginning to age more, and so now they're looking more gaunt. So actually, the company that Galderma helped to sponsor that, of course, so always got to be truth in advertising, but they looked at people who had the massive weight loss, and they used a combination of Sculptra as well as filler, and not a lot, but a little bit of filler for the cheek area or maybe in the chin area, and they showed amazing, really nice results of reestablishing volume in the face that looks natural and preventing these patients who are losing a lot of weight from looking more aged than they want. So it's that combination of Sculptra and fillers which can be very, very effective for the patients who are losing a lot of weight, whether they're losing it due to Ozempic or they're losing it a little bit more organically if they're lucky to lose it by just exercising and dieting. So that's great. Now, the last thing that I want to cover, and I think we've got about 3 minutes, 2 minutes left here on the show, is that people will talk about the eyes. And so Sculptra we don't use around the eye specifically, except maybe to build up the cheeks. I do like filler for that, but also we can then use tissue bank fat, and that's called Renuva. And so what we do is we take tissue bank fat. It's not really fat cells, but it's the structure or the matrix that holds fat cells, and it's sterile, doesn't transmit any live tissue at all or diseases. And we can inject it into the cheek, and initially you get some fullness related to the injection of the Renuva or the tissue bank fat, but then our bodies begin to process it and replace that with our own fat. So that's another form of biostimulation. And so that helps to build up the cheek area. And I love Renuva. I think it is a great treatment that has longevity and gives a very, very natural look. And then lastly, for that really under eye, under skin area where it can get hollow, the skin looks real wrinkled, using your own blood products, platelet-rich fibrin, where we draw off two tubes of blood, we get your platelet-rich fibrin, which stimulates collagen, and then we take the other tube and we pull out your own proteins called albumin. We mix it together to form a gel called EZPRF gel, and we inject it under the eyes. And at first, because of just a little bit of the swelling under there, it looks better. But then that PRF begins to work and help with collagen and improving the texture and quality of the eyes. So you can see that a lot of these biostimulatory advances are really great for those who want this natural rejuvenation to look healthier, more youthful, and more attractive. And that would include Sculptra, that would include Renuva, which is a tissue bank fat, and EZPRF gel. If you have more questions, it's a lot to try to squeeze into one quick show. Please call our office. Consultations are complimentary, and we would love to meet you. Thank you very much. I'm Dr. Tom on Ask the Expert.
You've been listening to Dr. Tom of Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui. Check out all the great information online at drtomcosmetic.com as well as on YouTube. We'll see you next week at 12:30 p.m. right here on KSRO.